Good morning. A judge yesterday allowed leading Catalan separatist Marta Rovira, who faces charges over her region's independence bid, to walk free, but ordered her to post bail of €60,000. Judge Pablo Llarena placed Rovira under judicial control, but stopped short of putting her behind bars for the duration of an ongoing probe into charges of rebellion, sedition, and misuse of public funds. Rovira is the deputy leader of the left-wing separatist ERC party, whose chief, Oriol Junqueras, has been in custody since November. Rovira was questioned over accusations that she participated in meetings seeking to set out a roadmap plan for Catalan independence. She told the judge that she attended the meetings because her boss, Carles Puigdemont, had ordered her to. A Russian MP, Vladislav Reznik, and 17 other suspects have gone on trial in Madrid, accused of massive money laundering for a Russian mafia gang. The alleged gang bosses are still at large, believed to be in Russia. Some suspects are alleged to have Russian government connections. Mr. Reznik told the court he'd turned up in order to prove his innocence. Five Spaniards are also in the dock accused of helping Russian criminals. In Russia, the gang's alleged crimes include contract killings, arms and drug trafficking, extortion and forgery. Former Russian intelligence agent Alexander Litvinenko, who was murdered in London with a radioactive substance in 2006, had been helping Spanish officials to investigate Russian organised crime. His activities in Spain emerged in the official British inquiry into his death. Spain's interior minister yesterday pledged to send more police to Cadiz, vowing the area would not become dominated by drug dealers who have openly defied security forces. Drug traffickers in Andalusia are operating in an increasingly brazen manner that has the authorities worried, attacking police, unloading drugs in broad daylight, and even storming a hospital to free a suspected drug trafficker earlier this month. This is an area where the rule of law reigns and where we will fight every type of crime, Juan Ignacio Zoido said on a visit to La Linea, the city that borders Gibraltar, which is on the front line of the fight against drugs. La Linea's mayor, Juan Franco, has regularly denounced the security in the city. And Eurozone finance ministers yesterday chose Economy Minister Luis de Guindos to succeed European Central Bank Vice President Vítor Constâncio in May. After being chosen as ECB Vice President, de Guindos said he would resign as Spain's Economy Minister within days. Some EU lawmakers opposed his appointment, fearing the nomination of a politician could affect the independence of the ECB. But de Guindos dismissed this. Initially faced with two candidates, de Guindos and Irish Central Bank Governor Philip Lane, the ministers had their choice made simple for them by Ireland's decision to withdraw Mr. Lane's name. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.